Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chuck and Winkler, Milwaukee's longest-running sports talk morning show. In one corner, a guy who has covered the Packers for 30-plus years. In the other, a Green Bay owner. Chuck and Winkler in the morning on The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, good morning. That is Chuck Freeman. I'm Bart Winkler. All-Star Week this week. NBA All-Star Game, Sunday night. Bucks have a couple more contests until then as we look back at the Bucks weekend where they go down to Dallas, win. They come back home to take on the Magic, and they lose. They don't have Giannis. Okay, so Giannis doesn't play. That's fine. Bucks team should still be good enough to get a victory. Oh, no, not even close. 20-point loss, 41-14. So, with Giannis not playing, talking about that with you, if it's fair for fans to be upset about how much they pay for tickets and then the star doesn't show up, also talking about my perceived surge pricing that the team is doing now that they're good, and like any Bucks conversation over the last 3 years, when we talk about the Bucks in any way, shape, or form, it turns into a referendum on Chris Middleton. So any of those thoughts you may have this morning, we will take them. 799-1250.
Yep, and that's going to continue right up to the day he signs or doesn't sign his contract with the Milwaukee Bucks. Coming off a 20-point loss on Saturday, man. I'll tell you, there was no storyline in that game. I mean, there was no drama in that game. You know, coming off the Marquette game Saturday afternoon a couple hours earlier, even when the Bucks got off to that early lead, Bucks got off to an 8-0 lead to start the game, and I'm thinking, man, even without Giannis, this team could do no wrong. 8-0 right off the bat, you know, the Magic call timeout. I'm thinking, God, here we go, another ass whipping, even without Giannis. And then quickly the tables turned after that timeout.
799-1250. We were talking with Kurt before the break. We'll wrap that up. Still driving around in his car. What's up, Kurt?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for putting me back on. One final thing is, You guys know where I sat at in the arena, at the old arena.
Great seat.
Yeah, behind the hoop.
Baseline, yeah.
Yep, right. That's where I was. For the first 8 games, I was still sitting right there. I had to move because the way the arena was built is that my dad had to walk 64 steps going down. He's 81 years old. Mm-hmm. I had to move to disabled seat. Now, where that you had a caller a few minutes back that said they took a lot of benefits away from us. They took a lot of benefits away from us. They killed the upper bowl with people being able to afford to go upstairs. People are selling out the seats, and they're reselling them. That's why you can't afford the seats. The team are doing so well that, you know, those seats that were $20 or $25 are now $80 a seat, and they're sitting upstairs. I mean, I can double.
So it's not the buck surge pricing, it's the secondary market surge?
Yep. Yep, that's what's going on. It's a secondary market surge that's killing everybody.
Okay, so fans are looking at it as a profit grab right here, a chance to make some extra bucks off the Bucks.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, that's exactly what they're doing, Chuck. And
I could easily
put my tickets up for triple the value on certain these games. Like when the Lakers come up, I can probably quadruple them.
Yeah.
Because it's the only time they're coming in town and get to see LeBron.
Well, then you better hope LeBron plays that night.
Exactly.
Nobody paying $800 to see Kyle Kuzma.
Yeah. Well, here's what I okay.
Hey, Kurt.
Okay, like these teams are going to digital ticketing now. Like I told you, the Brewers, agent told me, he said, told me that you know what, if you want to get the regular paper copies, you got to pay an extra $35. That's got to hamper ticket scalpers when these sports teams are going to digital ticketing.
No, you know what I don't like about it is the way that you get tickets now is it's just that QR code. So you can just take a screenshot of it,
But I could, I mean, if I wanted to, I could have a ticket, take a screenshot of the QR code, sell it for $200, send it to 10 people. First one that uses it gets it, and then I change my phone and never see or hear from me again.
Yeah,
I don't like it. I don't.
Eventually, the feds will track you down, though.
Well, I don't like it.
You'll be doing time in
Bond. I don't trust it. KJ West Dallas, aloha, sir.
Aloha, friends. Aloha, Led.
Hey, KJ.
Hey, why don't you talk about how long you waited on hold so people know how popular our show is?
Yeah, 30 minutes the first time, and then after that last call, I had to call in again.
That's bad, Pub.
You said something.
No, it means we're popular.
Yeah, you know, with the Bucks organization, I think they're taking full advantage of the fans right now by gouging them in many different ways. You know, it's the Bucks mania, the frenzy around Giannis right now, and that's why the ticket prices and the pro shop, you know, are doing so well. You know, they can pretty much dictate whatever price they want to put on anything right now. The interesting part about that is, unlike the Brewers and the Packers, you can't find any Bucks gear anywhere besides downtown around the arena. You know, you can go to a convenience store and find Packers stuff, go and Pick and Save and find, you know, tons of stuff. You can't find Bucks stuff besides downtown.
Well, some of that stuff on the, like, in those supermarkets, that's some of that stuff is third hand stuff. So
yeah,
I don't
like
know.
Like Roundy's makes their own Bucks gear.
Yeah. I only get to the stuff where you could buy that's authentic.
Hey, KJ, hold on a second. Jordan tweets me. When you send in your ticket to someone, a new QR code is generated, so the old one will not get you in. Okay, I did not know that. That seems to make a lot of sense, and I should have known that. Oh. All right, KJ, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, so with Middleton, man, he's the elephant in the room, obviously, with this whole thing, man. First of all, yeah, he didn't even play the game before, and then for him to come out and have that pathetic display of, you know, non-professionalism. You go into a game and you score 11 points and you're an all-star, mm-hmm. really? Nobody's asking him to be an MVP. We're asking him to be consistent. You can't go out and score 25 points and then come in and mail it in and have 11 points the next game, especially when Giannis is out. Like you mentioned, Frames, they're 2-2 when Giannis is not playing. Mm-hmm. And that's basically because of Middleton's poor play whenever Giannis is in there and not in there. He's like a ghost. I mean, he just doesn't show up. The reason why Middleton became an all-star, as you also mentioned, is because the Bucks are in first place. I would argue that Bledsoe had just as much right to be in an all-star game as Middleton. And if you're going to pay that dude, first of all, there's no way in hell I'm going to pay Middleton a max contract.
What do you want to pay him?
I don't care. I'm not paying him max. Let somebody else pay him that.
20?
Here's the scenario that I'm looking at.
No, the Pacers want him, dude. They're already targeting him.
Fine.
Max.
Let him have him.
The Knicks are going to strike out. They'll pay him max.
Well, the Knicks aren't going to the playoffs.
The Clippers could pay him max. The Mavs could pay him max.
If the Knicks gave Middleton max.
Middleton's going to make the max.
No, God, no.
Whether from us or someone, he's getting paid.
He better turn it. I mean, he better have a hell of a second half of the season if he's going to in a playoff run.
He's getting paid.
Let me finish this, and then I'll get off, guys. I'm going to fast forward into the playoffs, okay? Let's look at this scenario, right? Okay, let's say even next year, if the Bucks pay him max, all right? Let's say you're in a Game 7 to go against, say, the 76ers. Game 7 to go to the NBA Finals. You got 12 seconds left. Are you going to trust Middleton to take that last shot if Giannis is being double or triple team? I wouldn't.
Now you have to.
Well, depending on the night.
You have to because you got nothing, you know.
I would trust Brogdon, really.
Well, you know what? Yeah, but I mean, Middleton, he was great in the playoffs last year.
Okay,
He made big shots in the playoffs last year. Brogdon, I trust. Bledsoe, I trust. Bledsoe is the only one who, you know, really had a decent game. The bench for the Bucks on Saturday night stunk. Ersan Ilyasova. He might be done. Ersan might be done, Bart. Your boy DJ Wilson, your guy.
My boy.
Awful Saturday night.
We're friends.
What's that?
We're friends.
Well, he was awful Saturday night. Tell your friend he was awful.
Well, he doesn't know that we're friends.
Yeah. I mean, there's nobody who played well except for...
But I call him my friend.
The exception of Bledsoe.
799-1250. Let's get to Kerry, who is on the south side of town. What's up, Kerry?
Hey, gentlemen. I just got one short little comment about the game on Saturday. In a league that you normally just play three games a week, why is there even a need for a team to play back-to-back games? I just don't understand that at all.
Good point. That's why I said that earlier today, because they started the season in mid-October. I thought they did that with the purpose of not playing any Friday, Saturday games or Tuesday, Wednesday games.
Well, they've decreased it from last year.
Yeah.
And teams were playing 4 out of 5. I don't think anybody does that anymore.
No. But, I mean, those guys, I mean, even Bledsoe said it after the game Saturday. He said they were tired. They looked, exhausted from playing the night before down south.
And then you got to fly back, and I know they're playing tonight, but I don't know why that tonight's game couldn't be moved to Tuesday, and they could have played Sunday. I don't know why you can't have a game rest in between. Now, it might have something to do with scheduling with all the events they have at Pfizer. I understand that, but I would think that they would schedule those events around the Bucks, not the Bucks around.
Oh, the Bucks.
Events.
The Bucks have the first priority over Elton John or the Backstreet Boys. They do. The Bucks have the first priority, and then everything else gets scheduled around that.
Yeah, and that's my only, like I say. And it's a lot better now, you're correct. But it just, like I say, you're way down. Now, I could see if they're in Chicago and they're coming back, and play the next day. But to come from, south and then travel back, and I just don't understand it.
Yeah, that was a weird back-to-back. I mean, the Bucks have done that before.
Like the Boston one where they didn't get into Miami until 4 in the morning.
Yeah, and then we saw what happened in Orlando or Miami.
It's like a scheduled loss.
It was like terrible. It's like almost a built-in excuse, but I mean, let's face it, man. They look like they looked very tired on the court Saturday, getting beat and just... And then Bud after the game says, we're going to throw this game in the trash can.
414-799-1250. You guys can also chime in social media at 105.7 FM The Fan, live at 105.7 FM TheFan.com, the Wendy's email inbox. Dave's on the northwest side. Dave, how you been?
Hi, Dave.
Oh, man, I fell down 3 times yesterday and landed on my shoulder, so I am just hurting like a...
On the ice? Time.
Dave.
On the ice.
Okay.
So anyway, Bart, you and I have met. I've been coaching basketball on and off for over 35 years, and just, I got to tell you, as a former coach, Chris Middleton drives me absolutely crazy. Let's start with Saturday. Chris Middleton's performance was consistently inconsistent, which has been his entire season, which, to be quite frank, has been his entire career. Malcolm Brogdon, on the other hand, just had a bad night. When we're talking about this dude that was on before, three calls before me, and say, oh, well, Chris Middleton's an all-star. Well, his stats are pretty much identical to Eric Bledsoe and Malcolm Brogdon. And if you want to talk about an all-star, 90-50-40 tells me that's an all-star. So finally, my big bugaboo about this guy is that he has no court awareness. He is a horrible passer. Now, lately he's been making some spectacular passes, but at the cost of what? He'll get 3 or 4 turnovers for every spectacular pass. Why they put the ball in his hands, even with Giannis on the court, with his inability to be a really halfway decent dribbler, is beyond me in the last 10 seconds of a quarter. It just drives me crazy. Because as many times as he'll shoot and actually get a shot up, he'll create a turnover. The guy is a turnover machine. And again, Chuck, I rarely agree with you, but this is one of those times.
Dave, it sounds like you and I would be agreeing a lot because we're about the same age, it sounds like.
Oh, I'm older than you. I'm old enough to be your big brother.
Oh, okay. Well, you must be like 40 or something.
I'm turning 61.
Oh, you're definitely old enough. Okay.
When are you turning 61?
In April.
Okay. I thought you said tomorrow.
No.
Well, happy early birthday anyway.
Okay, so you were saying?
The guy, just watching his game drives me crazy. If he just sticks to getting the kick-out jumper for 3 or the mid-range jumper, I'm happy with that. He tries to create when he tries to drive to the basket. The man has just got awful. And you know, his hands have always been bad. Watch how many times the ball gets passed to him and it goes right through his hands. So I'm not always out of bounds. He'll, but he just doesn't catch basketballs. He doesn't.
Well, he's not as bad as Thon Maker was.
Well, who is?
Yeah.
Jeff Janis was better than Thon Maker.
Ooh.
At catching a basketball.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Thon Maker. Brutal.
Dave, thank you for the call. Yeah. And happy early birthday.
Happy early birthday. I'm sorry you don't agree.
I hope your
time.
Shoulder feels better.
Yeah.
It's Chuck and Winkler, 799-1250 is the Bucks.
They have salt for streets these days.
You know what? I've got ice on my sidewalk, and I was going to salt it, but then it snowed over the ice, and now I'm worried someone's going to fall today because I didn't take care of it.
Driveway is like an ice rink.
Yeah.
I could have a hockey game on there.
You should.
I could if I knew how to ice skate.
Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. A couple of days, Valentine's Day is on its way. I've been trying to, like, I've been pleading with you. Sherry's Berries is a great product. It's a great gift. I have been doing this for years, so I know that it works. Even if you don't go the Sherry's Berries route, just don't forget about Valentine's Day. I'm pleading with you. Pleading with you. Is it a holiday that the greeting card's made up, maybe? Does the loved one in your life care about it? Yes! Even if they tell you they don't, do it. So why I like Sherry's Berries so much is because I know that it works. You guys don't have to go out and buy a $4,000 diamond ring to show the loved one in your life how special they are. Chocolate and flowers works every time. And with Sherry's Berries, you get the best of both worlds. The berries are delicious. You know, I like to order these just for myself. And I always get a little more because I do want to eat them. Huge, thick, juicy strawberries dipped in milk, dark white chocolate. Good for any discerning palate. She'll fall in love with every bite. And there's so much varieties that maybe there's one that she doesn't like as much as the other ones. And then those are for you. Sherry's Berries, check them out. They're topped with the chips and the heart and glitter sprinkles and the chocolate chips and the nuts and the swizzles. They are always fresh, 100% guarantee on that from Sherry's Berries. They will ship anywhere across the country if you can't be close to your loved one this Valentine's Day. It's just 3 days away. It's Thursday. Send her the Valentine's gift of her dreams, and it's at the price of your dreams. Starts at just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Order now and make Valentine's Day really special because you can add the dozen red roses for just $19.99 more, and it all comes shipped together at no extra charge. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, enter the code Winkler at checkout. Berries.com, berries.com. Click on the microphone, enter the code Winkler, order today.
Just try to battle through it, keep shooting. Usually, there are many games we've had this season when we weren't hitting shots. You know, we relied on our defense, one, and then two, finally started hitting shots tonight. Just didn't happen for us.
That's Chris Middleton, who Bucks fans hate. Let me read a couple of tweets here at 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. 799-1250. You guys can chime in throughout the show. Bill Michaels up next, 10 to 2. Steve Novak in the 11 o'clock hour. They'll chat with him. Philip says, I think I'm going to start blaming Chris Middleton for all the problems in the world. According to Bucks fans, everything is his fault. I blame Chris Middleton for the Badgers losing on Saturday as well. We've got a tweet here from Allen, a couple of tweets. My God, people still calling in crying about Chris. Same people not watching the Bucks back in October complaining about ticket prices. These new Bucks fans suck. If you weren't struggling to see a win in the Bradley Center, you need to shut up when the Bucks drop a game or two and enjoy. Oh my God, another dude crying about Chris. I coached 7th, 8th grade basketball. Doesn't make me an expert. No one cares you coached, and no one needs your opinion on Chris. Dude signed for less than he deserves and is a big part of this team's success. Give him some credit.
Well, see, this is where you're wrong on. I don't think everybody is against Chris Middleton. I think it's a 50-50, maybe it's 60-40 thing. I think there's sometimes just as many people who are in Chris's corner than outside of Chris.
Bucks fans as a whole, if I had to pick one or the other, black and white binary issue, do not like Chris Middleton. And I don't know why.
You just read three people that did.
Excuse me?
You just read three people that like Chris Middleton.
Actually, one of those guys sent two tweets.
Okay.
So that was only two
people. But still,
people.
I think it's more divided. I think if you went through Bradley Center, Pfizer Forum, Bart, we talk people, hey, Do you like Chris Middleton? Should the Bucks re-sign him? I think we'd go, well, I mean, after Saturday night's game, it might be 90-10 that they don't like him.
We've got a first-place team, 35-13 a couple of weeks ago, and people are trying to figure out a way to trade Chris Middleton for Bradley Beal. First-place team, yeah. Don't fix what ain't broken.
But,
and Bucks fans are trying to get Chris Middleton out of town.
But I don't think everybody – Bart, I think it is. I think it's split either 60-40 or 50-50 with Middleton.
Wayne's in Port Washington, 799-1250.
It's split 50-50 on the show even.
What's up, Wayne?
Hey, guys. Hey, look, first of all, I like Chris Middleton. He's okay with me. But no, I don't think he's worth a max contract. He's a nice complimentary guy. But look, that's not what I called. I think the solution just fell into our lap. We just picked up Mirotic, so we auditioned him. We let him see what he can do. I think that if he's healthy, and that might be a big if, he can give us pretty much what Middleton does at, who knows, half the price on a long-term deal. I think it's really worth exploring. Then Middleton walks, and we still got his replacement already in-house. And yeah. I'll let you guys tell me why I'm wrong. Thanks.
Mirotic, by the way, is...
Middleton and Mirotic are not comps of each other.
No, I think Mirotic is a strong...
But if you're talking about a three-point shooting replacement, okay.
On a championship level, I think Mirotic is your guy coming off the bench. Is your guy firing away coming off the bench. Mirotic is that guy.
But, Chuck, a lot of people argue that on a championship-level team, Middleton is no better than a six-man either.
True. I agree.
He's our number two guy.
I know.
He's the all-star on this team.
And I've said that. I said Middleton on a championship-level team.
So if Middleton's so bad, why is he an all-star?
Well, I think...
Because the coaches thought, well, the Bucks are in first. We got to give it to someone. Middleton's played a long time there. Let's give it to him.
Well, you just kind of answered it right there.
Is that it?
I think largely the Bucks got the best record in the East. And, you know, to have one all-star, you know, well, let's throw another guy on. I mean, that could have been that could have been Bledsoe.
So Middleton is an all-star because the Bucks are good.
No, I don't think that's strictly
it. And he's been Giannis's teammate for 5 years.
No, he has not had a bad year. He's not had a great year. He's not had a bad year. He's had a good year. But he's had some bad games. Okay, he's had some bad games. He's not always consistent, but I think a team like the Bucks, if you got your 49-13 or whatever the hell it was, or 39-13 at one point, you know, you deserve more than one All-Star.
Let's get to Roger and Cudahy, 799-1250. What's up, Raj?
Yeah, good morning, fellas. Listen, I have to put this, if you're going to get agitated about this, I think you have to place it on the Bucks. I mean, my reasoning is I have not heard, or is anyone getting the sense, is Middleton sending out anything that he would be demanding of that type salary? It is what it is. If he's not playing up to the standards of another two guy, then it's up to the Bucks to fill that roster spot. What I'm not hearing is, okay, if you don't think he's playing up to the number two roster spot, what are you willing to pay him? I mean, has he turned down, rejected the idea of getting $22 million a year? I just think it's unfair, and we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. It really boils down to the Bucks here. He's playing the way he is, and if they need to get into the luxury tax, they need to get into the luxury tax. Isn't it also true that they can pay Middleton more, that it counts less towards the luxury tax because he's been with them long enough?
Yeah, there's some formula on that. I mean, they could pay him.
We don't know.
The Bucks could pay him more than other teams can. I know that.
I don't.
But, you know.
I get confused.
There is some formula on that, you know, if you sign another free agent, have them come in here, that's going to count against the luxury tax, and you get to a certain point, you have to pay a luxury tax. You know, it's just, and teams.
There's bird rights and.
Yeah, the Bucks. The
Supermax.
The Bucks did have to pay the luxury tax when they signed Anthony Mason. and Herb Cole didn't have any problem with it. It turned out to be the worst move they ever made, but or one of them. But you know, but he's right in this sense that it's on the Bucks. If the Bucks don't feel he's a max player, they won't give it to him. I mean, right now he's the number two guy. We got to make it through this season, and most of this we got to worry about in the offseason. Yeah, Middleton hasn't come out, to my knowledge, I think, and say, well, I'm a $25, $30 million guy. I'm going to get paid that. Otherwise, I'm leaving. He hasn't done that at all yet.
414-799-1250. We always like to have some sort of pointed question. Should the question be, why do you hate Chris Middleton?
Well,
is that too...
You know, I mean, we're going a bunch of different ways here. It's kind of turned into the Middleton thing here.
It always does.
It's
every Bucks conversation. Ask Ryan Horvath, who's here producing.
We were
every
talking,
post-game show he does, he talks about Thonmaker. Mm-hmm. It's a Chris Middleton show.
But we started off talking about
But it always
Giannis.
Turns to Chris Middleton. It's happened on the station for the last 5 years.
People
don't like him.
Well,
they don't like that he got paid $10 million, even though that it was a good deal under the
turned
salary
out,
cap.
Yes.
It didn't, but people are so...
People are sketchy to give him 20 when he's here, 25 to 30 million, and you see 4-17 shooting. I get it. And
people decided long ago they didn't like him.
Well, because not that they don't like him,
because he took a deal that ended up being affordable, and it wasn't at the time. He made $10 million. You make $10 million in the city. I say this on repeat, broken record. You're judged a different way.
But if they can go out there and find themselves a better, if they could find themselves a better player. That pays them that they pay $20, $25 million to a year, better than Middleton, go get him.
All this talk of money makes me think that we got to find something that's more affordable. How about Bart's Big Breakfast? Just $6.99, guys. You can get 3 eggs, 4 pancakes, 4 slices of bacon, and crispy hash browns all for just $6.99. The meal gets served to you in multiple plates. It's so big. 2 plates full. You get 4 pancakes, 3 eggs, done how you like, 4 slices of bacon, and the hash browns, all for just $6.99. And that's at any Perkins, all over the southeastern portion of the state, all over the Milwaukee area. Perkins, $6.99. Bart's Breakfast Bonanza, ask for it. And again, Monday is a Pie Society Monday, so you get a free slice of pie with any meal after 11 o'clock. That's at Perkins every Monday, every week. It's Chuck and Winkler. More Bucks conversation with you. Your thoughts on the weekend where they go down to Dallas and win, come home and lose against the Magic. Giannis sits. Middleton does not play well. Bucks lose a way that they would have lost 40 times last season. It's Chuck and Winkler on the Fan.
Giannis has been here his whole career, and he hasn't told us or made us think that he wanted to leave. I mean, from everything I heard, he wants to be here for the rest of his career, and I feel the same way. I mean, for us, it's not being in the right market, it's being with the right team. This organization, they've done everything that they can to make sure we succeed.
That's Chris Middleton a couple of weeks ago. No, he's never come out and said, I need to take the max to stay in Milwaukee. In fact, he's almost said the opposite, where it's about the right situation. Milwaukee's got the right situation for me. And I like it here. Giannis wants to be here. I want to be here. Yet, Chris Middleton continues to be painted as the villain. Marcus tweets in, Chris wasn't on a back-to-back, guys. No excuses. He should have taken over, and he didn't. Chris Middleton, I think, Chuck, I think he's a player that he's not. When did this happen? This happened with, the Packers to get our daily Packer fix in. Mm-hmm. Jordy Nelson was the number one receiver. He went down, so Randall Cobb had to assume that role, and he couldn't. Randall Cobb was more of a complimentary guy. I mean, he's worth it. When you have Jordy, you need a complimentary guy, and Randall Cobb was a good complimentary guy, so you pay him both, expecting that you're going to have both. You pay Chris Middleton because he's a complimentary guy to Giannis, so you pay him both, expecting that you're going to have both. But when the number one is out, the number two does not become the number one, and that's the problem with Chris Middleton is that when Giannis is out, people want Middleton to score 35 points a game, and he's never done that. In fact, he does the opposite, where he goes 4-for-17 on Saturday night.
You know, we're not talking Scottie Pippen to Michael Jordan here. Scottie never got the Bucks or never got the Bulls into the, won a championship round with them. Never won a title with them while Michael was gone. But, you know, Pippen was great next to Jordan. But even then, Pippen, top 50 player of all time, Middleton is not going to be that guy. Middleton is never going to be, you know, he might make an all-star team down the road if he's here again or on a different team, but I think we're going to have to learn that at this far in his career, he's going to be inconsistent. There's going to be some nights when he's going to be awesome, and there's going to be some 4-for-17 nights with him, too. It's not that it's his fault. That's just the way he is as a player.
799-1250. You can email us live at 1057fmthefan.com as well. That's the Wendy's email inbox. Wendy's always fresh, never frozen. Let's go back to the phones. David is in Brown Deer. David, good morning.
Hi, Dave.
Morning, boys. How we doing?
Good.
Good morning, David.
Yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head when you said he's a complimentary player that is Chris Middleton. I mean, if you look at the stats, I mean, the stats say he has the ninth best shooting percentage on the Bucks alone. I mean, when we said, hey, he's an all-star, does he get that for just being on the Bucks, who are have the best record in the NBA? Yes, is a short answer on that. But if you look at it, why is he the second choice as far as a Bucks player? It's volume. You look at his shooting percentage, and like I alluded to, ninth best on the Bucks alone. You could say Bledsoe shooting near 50%, Lopez shooting fourth best in the NBA at threes. Brogdon can take it to the hole. I mean, you could look at all the different starters on the Bucks and say, what are their strengths? You look at Middleton, and you say, what does he really do well? I alluded to Brogdon and Bledsoe being able to take it individually, ISO to the basket. You look at Lopez, he can create a little bit. He can shoot the three at a very, very high clip. You look at Middleton, and don't dislike Middleton. He's a complimentary player, but as far as the Bucks go and as far as free agency goes, I'd put him even a tick behind Mirotić, and I think he's the sixth best player to potentially come back on the Bucks. That what does he do well? I mean, and that's where I struggle with Middleton is he doesn't create very well off the handle. He's not a plus defender. He's our best mid-range shooter, I guess, if you're going to call one thing is the best that in
there you
on
go.
Our team.
He's a mid-range guy.
He's a mid-range, but as far as three-point goes, Chuck, he's, I think, fifth or sixth best on the Bucks as far as even three-point range goes. I mean, hey, there's not one thing. So if you're talking max, I mean, that's ridiculous to me to even potentially think of him as a max guy. If he can take, like we'd say, with Cobb or with Hawk or some of these other Packers guys, if he wants to come back at a reduced rate, I'd take him in that role. But otherwise, to me, Brogdon's number one, Bledsoe there, and then Lopez, Mirotić between one of those two guys would be there next. And then after that, it's Middleton, because what does he do best for the Bucks that puts him as like, oh, he's the guy? And when we spread the floor, like I said, between Bledsoe and Brogdon, they can each go ISO and completely break down a defense. It's just I'm not seeing anything from Middleton that says, hey, especially when a guy like G is out, which – we discussed Davis G MVP last week, Chuck, and you see when G is out, MVP. I mean, the last two games we've played, we've been blown out by 10-plus points without him on the court. Middleton is not that next guy. If he's out, he's a good player. I like him on the Bucks, and keeping him, he's worth more to the Bucks staying than he is to trade him. Everybody's trade Middleton, that's silly. Let him work it out. He has a lot to play for. Keep the nucleus. I love keeping him as a Buck.
All right, I got a lot of questions here.
Well, so do I.
Let me. What do you? You sound like a sports radio host.
I just did a podcast on Middleton with my best friend Kyle Siski not too long ago. I got so much to say on this topic.
Why don't you plug your podcast?
Well, say that again.
Plug it.
Plug it to you. Oh, it's the name is not a radio sensitive for one word.
Okay.
Tweet me. I'll retweet it. Hold on. Did you call Giannis G?
Yeah, G makes it simple for, and we know who we're talking about. So just
I don't like that.
So you're inventing a nickname for Giannis, G-man.
I don't like G, but it is better than the alphabet.
Now hold on a second. Now,
Ted does
now. Middleton.
All right, tweet me your podcast. I'll retweet it.
Middleton.
Perfect. Thank you. That sounds great. Thank you.
See you, Dave.
Middleton. And,
that's the prize. You get a Bart retweet.
I wanted to ask him something here.
Oh, are you there, Dave?
Yeah, Dave.
I'm still here.
Dave.
Middleton.
Dave. Here's the deal, Middleton. Has never taken it to the. I think the frustration is we see guys 6'7" out there, glides, athletic body, but he is not taking his game to the next level. I don't think I, and I thought he did so in the postseason against Boston last year, but I just don't. I always imagine that Middleton would there be a new level with him that I just haven't seen. I thought we'd be.
Yeah, I mean,
that's my disappointment. He never took it to the next level.
I mean, everybody, you can look at last season versus the Celtics in the playoffs. That's when he took it to the next level. People expected him to then take his game there. In the first part of the season, you're like, oh, my gosh, this is the Middleton we expected. He was averaging 20 last year And shooting at a much, much higher clip. You look at his numbers, he's career lows in shooting percentage. This is even including a young Middleton, career lows in shooting percentage and three-point shooting percentage. It's volume. It's all volume that's pushing him to 17 points a game, I believe is where he's at. It's all volume for him right now. It's not, you give, I said, if you give Brown and Mirotić and Lopez and the other guys these shots, they're shooting so much better. They'd be averaging much higher, too. I mean, Brogdon and Bledsoe are both shooting almost 50% each. You give them those shots, he's shooting 41% from two, and I believe 38 or 39% from three. It's all volume. It's complete volume for Middleton, not quality.
Yep, no, I hear you, Dave. He's no, right
Dave,
on, too.
We got to let Dave go. I'm feeling threatened for my job. Dave, thank you. Dave
I appreciate you guys. I'll talk to you guys
all right,
soon.
Call back again. Yeah, good stuff. Dave yeah, good makes some good points. No, it is on
smarter than me. Sounds better than me.
Well, so you agree with him? He's the Mids is getting his points on volume.
Oh yeah,
but given the opportunity of some of these other guys, they'd be having games like Middleton's having.
Well, Middleton's shooting everything. He's shooting less. His per 36 is up on points per game and assists per game and all that stuff. But he is shooting. I mean, overall, he's shooting less. Didn't the other night he take 10 shots?
It took 17 last night.
Against the Wizards, Saturday. He was 6 of 10. Against the Nets, he was 4 of 12.
But Washington was Wednesday? Was that the Wednesday game? Yeah, they'd blown out the Bullets that night for the most part.
799-1250. More from you guys. Chuck and Winkler, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, your favorite place in town should be the Q Club of Wisconsin. Go watch all your favorite sporting action. Yes, the Q Club of Wisconsin on Waukesha's Great North Side. Get there with your friends, not only to watch the sports and the terrific food, but they got their indoor sports facility, the huge entertainment room, the pool tables, the tornado foosball, shuffleboard, electronic darts, ping pong. They got all that there at the Q Club of Wisconsin. And if you haven't played bocce ball, player, you don't know what you're missing. The indoor bocce ball courts at the Q Club are tremendous, man. It's been a rising success, and they're looking to add more to it, too. More leagues at the bocce ball courts that they have at the Q Club of Wisconsin. But back to the food. Man, the Q Club of Wisconsin does not take a backseat to anybody. And I'm talking to anybody when it comes to delicious food. The fresh food, the delicious food, the awesome burgers, the wings, the appetizers, the award-winning fish fries, both Wednesday and Friday nights. Yeah, twice a week, they got the fish fries there. Friday nights, they decided to do it on Wednesdays as well. Your choice, four different styles piled high with all the extras. You'll find the best in live entertainment on weekends. You got to go to their Facebook page. That'll have all the entertainment they got coming up at the Q Club of Wisconsin. Your choice for go there. Watch sports. They got the volume of the games on and delicious food, plus the huge entertainment room. Get to the Q Club of Wisconsin, Waukesha's North Side, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard, half mile south of I-94. You might run in to me there from time to time as well. Visit them online, qclubofwi.com, or on Facebook. That's the Q Club of Wisconsin, Waukesha's North Side, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard.
Thought you'd seen every burger deal out there? Well, meet Perkins' new burger, fries, and pie combo. Choose any of Perkins' big specialty burgers, crispy fries, and a slice of famous Perkins pie for only $9.99. It's a classic deal plus dessert, only at Perkins.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant in Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. You can find me on Twitter at WinksThinks. Chuck is at Chuck Freeman. We are at 105.7 FM, The Fan. A recurring theme lately is Chuck won't read his Twitter mentions during the show, so I will.
Uh-oh. I'm afraid to hear this.
Can I read some of these?
Is there any death threats today?
No death threats.
Okay, go ahead. I don't care.
Braden says, I turned on the station this morning. The first thing I heard was Chuck saying, February sucks for sports. There's nothing going on.
It does.
Brutal. I guess there's no point to listen for a few weeks. Why did I even turn on the station today?
Well, then I followed up with, we're merely here to entertain. We're making it fun. We're trying to make it fun.
Oh, February. We're talking Bucks, man.
Well, this is a fun show. I'm telling you, going home and watching, I don't like February.
Yeah,
I
don't but like, we don't say that.
What's that?
We don't admit that.
Well, sure we do.
No, because it's like a restaurant. You walk in and they say, hey, try the veal. Actually, it sucks.
Okay, but that's like you saying earlier in the show, which, oh, you know what? Please call in because we don't have any guests on this show today.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I don't have any problem with it. Somebody,
That's not what I said. I said, hey, we haven't booked any guests. It's all for you guys.
So you better call because otherwise we're going to get out of here early.
No. That's not what I said.
You said something about that. But I don't. But see, I don't care.
I was saying that the day is open for you guys.
But I don't take offense to that, though.
But I was saying it for the listener. Because sometimes listeners want to call and, you know, we've booked a guest.
Well, just because I don't like the month of February.
You're the host of a radio show. Even if you don't like the month of February.
I'm not going to fake it.
You can't admit it.
Well, sure I can. Just like, you know.
Excuse me, waiter. Would you? Do you recommend the steak or the meatloaf?
Well, I don't say don't listen.
Actually, both suck.
Well, no. I'm not going
to
say don't.
Get the hell out of here. Go to the McDonald's down the street.
No. I'm not saying it. I'm saying.
Well, it's February, so February's the fish ain't fresh, and February's the vegetable. Same vegetables are out of season, and
the cow
we just literally killed.
No,
so
no.
It might still move.
You can't compare us to a restaurant.
Clayton, do you know Clayton is? Do you know him?
I don't know any of these guys.
Clayton is the guy behind the. There's a guy that sits home and transcribes our show. You can find that at Chuck and Winkler on Twitter. He retweeted this from an August episode of Chuck and Winkler where I said, Chuck, 50 grand, you can never root for the Bucks again. And then you said, yes, I would do that. Is that still on the line for 50 grand?
For 50 grand?
For 50 grand?
Well, you gave me a choice of what teams.
Yeah. I said, could you do that for the Bucks?
Well, you said
Brewers
no.
and Packers. You said not for the Packers or the Brewers.
You said you have to.
I'd do it for the Bucks.
I thought you said that on that day.
No.
Give me one of the teams you couldn't cheer for.
I did not.
No. Were the Bucks worth that point? Absolutely.
No.
But I still might take that 50 grand off you even today.
799-1250, 414-799-1250. Let's get to Alex in West Allis. Alex, thanks for hanging. What's up?
Hi, Alex.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Good.
I look at Middleton, and I don't see a guy who deserves a max dollar. And the only reason why I say that is because I have a few reasons. The first reason is if his shot's not falling, he cannot score. He's not going to go to the basket. He's not going to put the defense in peril. He's going to shoot fadeaways. He's going to shoot pull-up jumpers. And that doesn't bode well for consistency, like all the callers have been saying.
Did you just say if he's not making his shots, he's not going to score?
No, what I'm saying, if he's not shooting well from the outside, he can't score another way.
Oh,
like
okay.
If Giannis wasn't making his jumpers, he can at least get you 30 points at the rack.
Yeah.
Right. Like, remember when Big Dog played, and I'm not comparing the players, but Big Dog was a jump shooter. If he didn't make his jumpers, that's why so many people were so upset with him. He couldn't go, put it on the deck, get to the hole, get fouled, shoot free throws, all that stuff. You know, that's why Ray was the better player, because Ray could do that. You know, Ray was a jump shooter, but Ray could get to the basket a little bit. And you just don't pay those guys north of $20 million. You just don't pay those guys $20 million plus. They can't go get another bucket.
Yeah.
You know,
get their own shot, in other words. Yeah.
And so I look at Middleton very much the same way a person would look at Joe Johnson. They paid Joe Johnson a crap ton of money, and it just didn't age well. Whereas a guy like Giannis, he's 7 feet. You can't teach a guy to be 7 feet. He's going to be able to get below the free throw line, get buckets that way, even when he's older. So you don't have a problem giving him 30, 50, $60 million, whatever he's going to get. But that contract is not going to age well. And you need a guy, a secondary player, like everybody has said, who can go get you 20 or 30 when your other guy is not playing well or down. And you know, can you imagine where this team would be if they gave Giannis 40 or 50 million and you got Chris Middleton and Giannis somehow was unavailable? You would be literally tearing your hair out because you're like, why do we pay this guy all this money?
Yeah.
I feel like they can give him 20. I feel like they can. And the other thing, I don't feel he should get paid more than Giannis. He's going to get paid more than Giannis at the max for 2 years.
Well, but Giannis's day is going to come.
Well, here's the problem though with the max thing. I think Middleton would take 20, 21, 22 to stay here. The problem is another team, someone's going to offer him the max. Someone's going to do it.
Well, see, this is where we disagree. I don't think it's going to happen.
Someone's going to do it.
I don't think anybody's giving anybody the hometown discount.
Somebody offered Jabari Parker $20 million last offseason.
Which was a mistake.
Someone's going to offer.
I think teams, we're seeing this in
Middleton
baseball.
The max.
I think we're seeing this in baseball. Teams are learning, don't do that.
Now you got about seven or eight teams that have cleared out multiple max spots. There's a few guys to go around, but there's going to be teams with money to spend. So Chris Middleton's going to be a New York Knick for five years on $150 million.
And if they do that, the Knicks will get ripped to shreds. If they cleared all that money to sign Middleton, that's what they ended up with. They're looking for KD. They're looking for Kyrie.
Miss out on both, and they'll sign Chris Middleton.
Well, then, and they're going to get crushed for it, too.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. The outside looking in on this state thinks we are diehards about a certain sport that I'm not sure any of us care about. We'll talk about that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.